I'm Justin.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Austin.
Hey, have you guys seen Funny People?
In this room? No.
The movie, Funny People.
No.
We're back to Sandler.
I just realized it's getting warmer outside, Josh. I smell like sunscreen. There's a beach ball bouncing.
We're back from Paris and it's summer in California.
Gobbity-gobbity. Oh, no.
Sand has returned.
Oh, I got sand kicked in my face. Oh. Not cool. Hopefully, I haven't seen this. Have you, Josh?
No.
Have you,
Sandler movie? Yes.
Oh man,
that's the rules on the podcast.
What are they?
Yeah,
that the people that have not seen the movie, and this is myself and Austin, have to guess what they think the movie is about. Based solely on the title.
So, what is it about?
Well, it has to not be funny, ironic.
Can't be about funny people.
Sandler has some funny people around him. I don't know currently, but he has in the course of his life. He's been on SNL and different comedy troupes and a lot of comedy movies. What if this, I'll go first, is the first behind-the-scenes documentary we get of The Sandlot?
That would be
and how he collected really cool. them over the years. He
like
saved,
an MTV behind the
But he saved each Sandler. Of their lives in a dramatic way, and that's why he lets them degrade him on screen. It's like, oh my god, I was trapped in a stampede and Sandler swung in on a rope like Zorro and saved my life, and I said I owe you everything, and he's like, you have no idea.
Yeah. He reveals that he staged all of the ones.
Oh, that's the sequel. Unfunny People.
Not funny.
Yeah, I saved you from the stampede that I caused.
Funnier People.
Funnier People. Ooh, we could go places with this. So yeah, I think it's the background story of how he collected the Sandlot and gave them the choice of immortality and
jigsaw?
Working for him or death. Sort of a metaphysical jigsaw. He works outside the bounds of
comedy jigsaw.
Okay.
Yeah, and not as maniacal as Jigsaw.
Well,
like, I'm not sitting there being tortured. Oh, wait.
Wrong, Josh.
I think that it's about Adam Sandler's character, who is not named Funny People, is not funny, and he has a bunch of funny people in his life, and he's striving to be, like, funny. Or, like, maybe he's, like, a comedian or something.
Okay.
And
can we get
throughout the movie...
A release date, Justin?
It's early aughts, right? That's where we are.
Mid to late aughts at this point.
I think like 2000, maybe even 2007.
He can run, but he can't hide. The Sandman. I guess we can run, but can't hide.
So it's going to be funny because, like, in his attempts to be funny,
2009.
He's going to be funny.
Late aughts.
2009.
2 years after I graduated high school.
I don't know what the comedy was like back then, but I bet it's still not funny.
Look,
it wasn't the best, if I remember correctly. We were still in the late dredges.
I mean, it hasn't been the best this whole time.
No.
I think I can count the number of times I've laughed at a Sandler movie on one hand.
And Josh is missing most of his fingers. I don't know if you know this about him. Terrible board game accident.
Yeah.
No, it was my turn! Oh, wow. Are you excited, Josh?
No.
Not even...
No.
not even though it's about funny people and not just a funny person.
It's scarier to me that it's wearing that on its sleeve.
Yeah.
That tells me that it is not going to be funny.
It sounds like a pretty ambitious title. Like, maybe somebody kind of full of themselves made this movie? I don't know.
Do you want to know who made it?
Did Sandler direct it?
No,
it's not a Happy Gilmore?
It is not. It's one that he's starring
Happy
in.
Happy Madison, sorry.
It is written and directed by...
Drum roll, please.
Judd Apatow.
Ooh, are you familiar with this at all? This director?
No.
Okay, so...
Can you name some films they've directed?
Let's take him through it. Freaks and Geeks, the TV show.
I haven't seen it.
Quite good. Only one season. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend it. Might not hold up now, but it's a good eye into that time period.
Okay.
It's about a high school comedy drama.
Sure.
That's where Seth Rogen and a lot of other Juddlots got their start. Okay. Juddites?
Yeah. He makes a lot of, like...
very somber comedy movies, yeah, I would say. On the Edge of Serious. 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I thought On the Edge of Serious was a movie.
No, just describing a style. On the Edge of Serious would be a Judd Apatow movie, yes, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You said 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Knocked Up.
Okay. I recognize those titles.
What were some... have we done one? Look at his IMDb and tell me. Was Superbad a Judd Apatow? Because
yes,
it has.
Okay, so we did Superbad.
That's probably the funniest one in my opinion.
Oh, so this is really not going to be funny then?
Well, I haven't seen this one, but yes, Superbad was watchable. I thought we did it on the podcast.
I don't remember much, but I don't remember it being that funny.
Seth Rogen was one of the cops who took him around, and like they did
wheelies.
I don't
know if he did actually do Superbad.
Yeah, now that I think about it, it's too good.
Oh, he did. He was a producer on Pineapple Express.
We haven't done that one yet, though. But this might be our first Judd Apatow movie. He doesn't have.
He was a producer.
Yeah,
on Superbad.
What other movies has he done that we didn't name? Because I feel like we've got so close to doing them, but he only has a handful of movies. But a lot of comedians got their start, kind of like around Sandler, so this might be Worlds Collide.
Oh, okay. It's like a dream team.
Oh, yeah. Or a superstar.
Judd Apatow's been, like, thirsting to get a Sandler movie. He finally gets it.
A power band.
Okay, so he's written a lot, produced the most. He's directed this one, 40-Year-Old Virgin. Knocked Up, like we said. Undeclared.
Okay.
Freaks and Geeks. That's what he's directed.
Not a lot of directing credits.
Yeah, it's not strange that we haven't come across it yet.
But he wrote a lot more.
Anything we've done. That's where the main ticket is.
Clickety clackety clackety.
How do we know he's searching? So we're going to get back to that after we watch the movie, I think. It's time we sit down and watch some funny people.
Longest Sandler movie, right?
The longest Sandler movie we've done.
2 hours and what?
25 minutes.
2 hours and too long.
We'll see if it's worth that runtime when we get
doubtful.
Back.
He wrote Heavyweights.
Haven't done that on the show yet. I know it's one of your... Is that one of your Fat Kid Summer?
That's not about boxing.
It's literally a Fat Kid Summer movie.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's called Heavyweights.
Yeah.
It's not about...
It's about
boxers?
A fat kid.
Oh. Oh!
It's about a fat kid.
I've never seen that. Okay. Heavyweights, I always thought that was a boxing movie.
Nope.
Like a kid boxing movie.
Mm-mm.
There's no boxing in it?
Nope.
Man. I was kind of excited to watch it. A bunch of little kids beat the crap out of each other.
Nope.
All right. So we're gonna, let's head to the comedy club.
Sure.
There's no cover tonight, because it's all newbies doing comedy. It's open mic.
See if we can see some funny people.
Yeah. At least have some drinks, and maybe some laughs. Yeah, they have milk, Josh.
Okay,
don't worry.
Cool.
I called ahead of time to make sure.
Thank you.
And they said, you can even have it at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Most places, people are like, sir, please just have a seat. They bring you a little... like bib, a napkin to put on.
It's still in a frosted glass, though.
Little, like, ooh, propeller hat.
You put anything in a frosted glass, it's gonna look good. Now we have to get you a propeller hat. While you're standing there, get up and grab a chair. It's gonna be a great day. Won't be long, no, no. We're back. I feel like Justin lied. There are no funny...
I didn't name this movie.
There are some funny people, but that's not who this movie focuses on.
Were there funny people?
There were. A lot of the...
I laughed once.
The tertiary side comedians are funny people. They didn't give it their all.
Not in the movie.
Starred Adam Sandler and another one of my mainstay, like, favorite actors growing up as a kid, Seth Rogen, who played Ira, his assistant.
Oh, okay.
Ira.
I thought I recognized
him. Was so sad
he
this
was
movie.
Very sad.
Not a good look for Seth Rogen.
We talked about Knocked Up. He's the star of Knocked Up, which is Judd Apatow.
He also got his start on Freaks and Geeks. We start with a found footage opening. Thought it was going to be scarier. Sandler going through the house. I hope I don't see any garbage ghosts in here.
He's supposed to be good at serious roles, right?
Is he?
I do, we'll Sandler. I watch a Sandler.
I think we get to start judging if he's good at serious roles after we watch all
the
movies.
We're not there yet.
There is a Sandler horror movie.
It's space new.
One?
And yeah,
it's a space one.
Spaceman, space I think one? It's called.
Is he the bad guy? Please don't use the bad guy.
I don't know. I've watched it.
As far as I know, not the bad guy from the poster I saw.
I think he would do a pretty good job.
I'm excited because people say it's actually scary. We finally have it. We've been talking about this on the show all summers, blending into one, Summer of Sandler. We've always wanted a scary Sandler, and I think we got it with Spaceman.
I just want any Sandler.
Too bad it's a Netflix
serious.
One, so we can't watch it.
You're right.
Oh, that's true.
We'll just have to watch it for fun.
We still get Uncut Gems, though.
That's a real movie.
Which is probably
so you said we still get Uncut Gems.
Yeah. That's the one I'm looking forward to. That in every Hotel Transylvania movie.
Every time I tell people we're doing the Sandler movies chronologically, they're like, oh, did you get to Uncut Gems yet? And I'm like, you blocked out everything else, didn't you? You saw that movie and your brain went, I can handle this. Everything before gets a memory wipe. And they're just like, yeah, that's Adam Sandler's movie. And that's all you can handle as a person. And I hope that happens to me. I pray it happens to me once we see Uncut Gems. I forget all this trash that we watched.
I think I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry is lodged deep in your psyche now.
Don't mess with the Zohan was worse.
Sure.
And Josh asked on that episode, is this the worst movie we've ever done?
Did I ask that?
On Zohan.
I believe it, okay.
Yeah. I get to relive this hell when I edit the episodes and put them out.
Fair. You're a trooper.
So, this movie, funny people, yay or nay?
Nay.
Did you see any funny people?
God, I saw funny people, but like Josh said, none of them were funny in this movie.
I think I laughed once.
They're in the dredges.
There was a bunch of funny people not being funny in this
movie. Late millennium, like late aught, edgy comedy is where we are firmly at.
Yeah, just, I think I've noticed this in a lot of movies that are supposed to be comedy, right? Like, why does comedy have to be edgy and, like, lewd?
It doesn't always have to be.
This was the trend at the time, because this is a comedy movie by comedians.
But it wasn't funny still. Like, every joke was, like, you know, private parts, am I right? Ha, ha, ha.
Oh my god, his every shtick single of joke. Being, like dick length was his entire joke. Yeah. Mm. But the edgier stuff had its moment in the sun or the shade or wherever it was. In this time period, like, when the movie was being made, it was on the rise. Like, Sarah Silverman's in this, a bunch of other people who were also in The Aristocrats, which I won't make you watch.
That's fine.
Which could have been called Funny People, because it's a bunch of funny people telling the same joke, trying to push it.
I'm familiar with The Aristocrats.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like this movie was almost a response to that movie, and being like, oh, this is a movie for comedians, by comedians, and you're going to see how we live our lives.
But it's like,
it's not really.
It's straddling
through
lines.
Oh, not at all.
It's right? Like, it's about someone trying to get better at stand-up comedy, but it's also about Sandler drama?
Yeah.
And I felt like it was like, pick a lane.
Please.
Just show me 2 hours of bad stand-up, or show me 2 hours of Sandler trying to get back together with his girl.
I know.
Which is like every other movie.
I know we usually save this segment for later, but do you guys want to hear the tagline for this movie? Because it contains a spoiler.
Please tell me it's something late.
Wait,
they're really funny people.
He was gonna die, but he got better.
Close.
Yeah.
He was gonna die, but then something funny happened.
Oh my god, that is terrible.
Oh yeah, something funny does, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Are there any other taglines, or is that
just... that's the only one I saw.
We were talking about forgetting earlier Sandler. By the time I got to the second half of this movie, I'd forgotten the first half.
No, it's only one.
Well, because of that tone shift, right? It's, exactly. It starts with a guy being an up-and-coming comedian, then it just hard shifts to, oh, well, I'm getting back together with my wife, says Adam
Sandler. And he's super rich. He has a mansion. His parents have a mansion.
He has a wife that has an ex-wife with a mansion.
Every house he goes to where a comedian, quote-unquote, works is a fucking mansion.
Yeah, this because he's only friends with successful comedians once you're a successful
Yeah, but that's what Josh is talking about. We're supposed to also get this vibe of up-and-coming comedians, and we're not seeing that. Yeah. We're not seeing Seth Rogen's shitty apartment. And, like, what it takes to book gigs, even mm-hmm. though he works for
Adam But that's Sandler. Also a trope in movies, right? What? Where everybody has... TVs and movies, people have houses they just should not be able to
but
have.
But most of the time, when they have an artist, it's, like, at least a big empty loft.
Sure.
It's not...
I think this one...
This was mansions.
Oh, and there, the reason Seth Rogen's house wasn't completely shit was because they lived with a guy who was on a TV show as a star.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, Jason Schwartzman's character
was starring in a TV show.
Yeah.
He was leaving $25,000 checks on their pillows.
You want, but that's not my point. The point is, if you're going to talk about an up-and-coming comedian, you're not living in mansions.
Yeah.
So it's really off-putting to have that B-plot that they never go back to, really. They just leave it there. Even at the end of the movie, I don't care if we jump around. Because Seth Rogen still works at like a Whole Foods at the end of the movie.
Autos or something.
It's
like a gas station deli?
It's a big-ass place. This was a gas station place?
I don't know if it was a gas station place, but it was like a... He's giving people macaroni salad or something.
Okay.
Maybe it was in a mall or something.
Oh, okay. Well, either way.
Like a food court.
We don't get any evolution in his character. He's not like... He's working on stage.
Yeah, like kind of nothing happens. Right?
Nothing happens.
It goes back to
he's
square
way
one,
better at comedy.
He even does stand-up opening for Adam Sandler.
Sandler
he's
becomes
still
a nice
this,
guy.
Like, mall job afterwards. There's no evolution to him.
Well, he had the job with Adam Sandler for the whole movie, and then he got fired.
Yeah.
And he had to go back.
Did he not make any money from that? Like, did he have
That's what I'm talking... Like, he also didn't get any gigs from that? Like...
Right? He opened for Adam Sandler.
That's what I'm talking about. The notoriety.
Like an Apple
This is before TikTok. He didn't get a chance to put his stuff
It's not
up.
Before, as Adam Sandler puts it, that YouTube thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're in 2009.
Adam Sandler is very anti-internet in this movie.
Yeah.
He just thinks it's all for nerds.
It is. I'll agree, it is.
Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I have so many friends on the computer. What are you doing tonight? I'm going to be on the computer.
He does this weird thing where, like, when he's doing like, changes his voice for some reason.
Yeah, that's a real life thing.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But, like, what was he changing? His voice, too. Like, you would do it
he
at
has
random
tons of characters.
He just literally to sound funny.
Okay.
Did you notice when he was at the mall talking to Seth Rogen at his job, he was doing the Whitey voice from 8 Crazy Nights?
No, I didn't.
He's like, oh, I want the one with the stripes on it.
Oh, that.
And I was like, holy shit, he's at the mall. He has to be Whitey. He made a deal with the devil. It's proximity based.
If he goes to a golf course, he becomes happy.
If he's
around a kid, he becomes big daddy.
No, or Billy Madison, I was going to say.
Okay, that's the Sandler movie I want to see. This, like, sandularity.
where he just walks around and he's like.
Yeah, he, like, keeps turning into his classic characters.
Yeah, you know, school is whenever he turns into Billy Madison.
Yeah. Hey,
that would be cool.
Dad, you can't pick me up from school anymore. You tell everybody it's cool to pee their pants. Nobody gets that reference anymore. It's like 25 years old. They just think you're fucking weird.
Yeah.
They ask me if you're the guy from Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Are you? Are you? So he finds out.
And then whenever he dies, he becomes Little Nicky.
Total. Oh, we got a cat knocking stuff over. Oh, it was outside the room, don't worry.
It's all good.
We got cats knocking stuff over. Total tone shift. He finds out he's gonna die.
Uh-huh.
So it's now a funny people movie with heart. A Judd Apatow.
Don't worry, though, he's fine.
It's not even that dramatic of a tone shift.
So he goes around telling everybody and...
No, actually.
Only he tells
Seth Rogen.
He tells Seth Rogen and is like, I'm not telling anybody else. You have to shoulder all of this with me.
Seth Rogen's
random
like, no,
man.
That's my joke because even at the end of the movie when he supposedly learned his lesson, he can't even tell his ex-wife. He's like, you do it while I'm on stage giving a performance. And it's like, fuck you, man. You're supposed to have this life-changing experience, and you're still an enormous asshole.
I think Seth Rogen points that out to him. So he's like, he's the only person I've ever met who didn't learn anything from a near-death experience.
Colin Mockery's on for a while.
You got worse. He's like, you just got worse.
From Weekend Update, he's like, he has some pretty good zingers at the bar. He's like, I know you're dying, but still, you don't look as bad as this guy over here.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Colin Mockery was in this?
That wasn't Colin Mockery.
What was the guy from Weekend Update from SNL who was sitting next to him at the bar?
It wasn't Colin Mockery.
No, it from wasn't. Everybody Loves Raymond. Colin Mockery's from...
Everybody Loves Raymond. Ray Romano was there.
I like that you guys both call him Everybody Loves Raymond.
Eminem was there.
That's where he got
it. Eminem was there at dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
That was Marshall Mathers.
Why? Huh. Is he a comedian? Is he friends with Adam Sandler? I kind of always thought they were the same person until I saw him sitting at the table together.
Ray Romano is what got me to mark a random celebrity.
Oh, on your you got a bingo, right?
That was the one?
One bingo, yes.
There were so many random celebrities in this.
Faceplant.
That he knew.
I'm surprised I didn't catch Eminem, though. But okay. Ray Romano came first.
Eminem had a good,
they
like,
were in the same scene.
I know.
He's at a really sad dinner with his ex, and she's, like, crying, and he's crying. And he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't get you pregnant or marry you or some bullshit. Mm-hmm. And I thought this was a recent thing, right? That's what we thought watching this. But then he goes over to her place for one bad weekend. Just storms into his ex-wife's house with Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm.
You ever done this? You ever go to your ex-house?
With your friend. That you never met.
Friend for hire.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, I know you have children and your husband's away, but I'm here.
Yeah.
And we're going to hang out. And she's like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, please.
Your
Adam
friend can
Sandler.
Take care of my kids that we've never met him before.
At and the then sad we dinner, can bone.
At the Actually, sad dinner first. She says, he's basically an Australian you, and I would have killed for a flash away, cutaway, where we had Sandler on the beach in Australia just grilling a shrimp on the Barbie or something.
Sure.
Because we got 100% Sandler in this movie.
Mm-hmm. He went full Sandler.
He went Sandler in reality in the movie, and we got to see the clips of him in his comedy movies. We got to see him with his flippy flappy mermaid tail.
They referenced the baby one a lot.
Oh my god, and we finally saw it.
Because they spent a lot of money on that CGI.
Oh, I hate that. I couldn't believe it.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't make one of those movies.
Yeah?
You get, like, Sandlerception. Just make the Sandler
We've talked about how he has 100 movies in the bag, ready to go. And so
that's scary.
This one just gave him...
It's like Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah. Or Prince, how there's a vault of all his music that was unreleased, like 25 years worth. He has a vault of all his shitty ideas. And like, Baby with Man's Head was definitely one of them.
Merman.
And he finally got the opportunity to film a couple of them in this. And
a scene from each.
I'm so glad that they didn't get made in the movies, because that Merman one was painful. It cut to the family, and I swear they were making the same face we were making, just like, what the fuck is this? Like, why did you make this?
Yeah.
He's and like, oh, you saw girl, my mansion.
That one girl was like, fuck me like the Merman, whenever he was having sex with her.
Oh my god, no.
And he was going like,
so they
that made me laugh.
He comes over and they're like, we're gonna go out for groceries and make dinner tonight, and that's when you know they're fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how he's like, Seth Rogen, now you're a babysitter for not even my kids, my ex's kids with another guy that she's currently married to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what threw me for a loop, because they don't go get groceries.
Oh no, they immediately
they go to the guest house and fuck. He goes down on her, I guess. But the kids are inside drawing with Seth Rogen, and they're like, our mom loves Adam Sandler. They're going to get married.
Have
I'm like,
baby.
Don't you have a fucking dad who's just away on, like, a vacation or business? Like,
turns out he's gone a lot.
Yeah, he's gone a lot. It's Eric Bana.
Mm-hmm.
He comes home that night. They're, like, watching a movie, and she's like, the pizza's here. And I'm like, wait, didn't you go out for groceries, Mom? Like, why are we ordering pizza? I thought you were going to make dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. it comes out that he's not sick, obviously. I think even before this terrible weekend.
She knew that he wasn't sick anymore, but she's like, don't tell my husband or else he'll kill you.
Yeah. Because her husband comes home and is like, oh no, I'm so glad he's here. It's the Hulk for one movie.
You're going to sit down and stay the entire night and eat dinner with my family.
And do they have pizza? Or do they have another dinner?
I think they have dinner.
Yeah, they look like dinner. Sitting down with dinner.
It's not pizza?
It didn't look like pizza.
So they have pizza delivered. He comes home, and then she I think makes they just dinner?
I think they just lost track.
I'm in the continuity of the movie, though.
I don't know if they ever...
Do they eat the first time?
No, he comes home when they say pizza's here, and that's the husband.
Yeah, because she says, we were going to make dinner, but now I think we shouldn't do that. And he's like, well, it should just be a family dinner. He's like, nonsense, they'll stay with us. So they still cook dinner.
After the pizza's delivered, they stay up and cook another dinner. Wow. And he's like, there's nothing suspicious going on here. Sex pizza was delivered.
He was enraptured with Adam Sandler.
He's such a funny person. I love his stupid movies.
Actually, I think it was just because thought he was dying.
Oh, he's like, do you have any advice you could give me? You got any of that terminal advice? That stuff's gold. Don't waste your life. Yeah. Yes.
Fuck everybody's wife.
Oh. The day they have with the wife, though, I gotta bring this up, because it's kind of fucking weird.
The peanut butter?
They put peanut butter on her face and have the dog come lick it off?
It's a game. It's
sure is, Josh. Game. You know where else you can put that peanut? And then he's...
I thought that was going to get so weird, because I didn't...
It was weird.
And it's Adam's like, oh, I'll go next. And I thought she was going to lick the peanut butter off of him, and it was going
to
get weird.
Once again, you ever gone to your ex's house and played the peanut butter game and then played with her kids all day in the yard?
No.
They were there for a couple of nights, I think. Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen. I don't think that's the first night.
At least one.
That might explain the pizza and groceries difference.
And they were all just okay with Seth Rogen being there. Like, random person who knows Sandler, you're also
He's here
okay.
to talk me to sleep.
He's really good with kids. That's not my job title. He's so sad, this whole movie. Like, I watched that movie about the pickle salesman.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really feelsy movie. It's good. He's not nearly that sad in that movie, this sad. It's off-putting. We get an awkward Thanksgiving a little earlier at Jason Schwartzman's place, and...
Friendsgiving.
We find out that Seth Rogen's kind of an asshole, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had a writing partner, and Sandler was like, I want to hire you two. And Seth Rogen's like, you want to hire me?
Yeah.
And leaves the writing partner behind, his roommate.
Yeah, and his roommate finds out about it because Adam Sandler makes a joke. He's like, why didn't you come whenever I asked both of you to come write for me? Do we have to go to Lens Crafters that day or something? Because yeah. He's wearing glasses.
He's like, hey, you know, you could have been kind of rich too.
Yeah.
You said that his direction in this movie is like, imagine your job when you worked for Snoop Dogg, but sadder.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. I can see that.
Because that's how he started.
Hey, how'd you like that King Kong? Like, did that trigger your PTSD?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
When there's a Coca-Cola King Kong commercial, and I'm like, we got one! I hit the Kong alarm on the wall, and
it off the screen.
All the lights in the house go green and bananas drop from strings.
I just wake up in a cold sweat and it's April 1st.
That's your April Fool's now. It's the whole month.
Yeah.
It's like, oh God, more monkeys.
Yeah, I don't know what's worse, Sandler or apes at this point.
People,
apes,
like
I would say.
Nick and your cousin Corey, who was a guest on that podcast, they were both propositioning more theme months.
Oh no.
And I'm like, well, if our fans want
it. We already have Sandler tanking all of summer. Half the year, really.
A fourth.
April. April.
Which sometimes slips into Monkey May.
Yeah. October usually gets filled up by Halloween scary movies.
I think what we're going to do for October is just have them spread out throughout the year, the horror movies, and we'll just condense them in October.
December, sometimes we fill it with Christmas movies.
Yes, sometimes we do. Sometimes we just forget to do that because they're horrible.
So, yeah, between Apes and
some more Hallmark Christmas movies.
You'd have to have a real good theme. A good theme that has a short tail. Right? Okay. Like, pick an actor that has, like, six movies.
Apes have short tail. Apes don't have tails.
Apes have short tail, yeah.
And short cocks.
Yeah.
Go back and watch our April movies to find out what we're talking about.
King Kong had an average-sized penis.
Yeah. Not for a Kong.
Not for
a man.
I feel like we should have seen In the Shadow of Kilimanjaro, like, way late. Because that's just how I feel about every April now.
They're coming down the mountains.
So many monkeys.
You just look like John Rhys Davis, and you're like, they're coming from the mountains. Oh, yeah. That was a good movie, though. I like that one. It was Tremors with monkeys.
I don't want Tremors to be ruined for me.
Hold Tremors in a pretty high regard, huh?
I do. It was one of the first movies I, like, watched more than once.
Are you going to watch Funny People more than once?
No.
So,
no, I'm not.
Back to this one. He ends up being fine.
He's not
his
sick.
Wife
his
says,
ex-wife.
His ex-wife says that she's going to leave her husband and get back together with him.
They don't
her
get back
and her
together,
husband,
though.
He must be a master at going down.
Yeah. Her and her husband get into a fight. She confronts her husband about going to massage parlors.
Mm-hmm. He's only cheated on her twice, Justin. Only twice?
Yeah. So that's why she's doing this whole thing with Adam Sandler.
Okay, so this pivotal scene that we're getting to in the end of the movie, he's at the airport ready to fly out. She goes and does the, like, rom-com thing of dramatically running to the airport to stop him.
She's going to tell him to not come back.
Tells Sandler, I'm going to tell him to not come back.
But at the same time, Seth Rogen runs to the airport to tell her, don't go back to Sandler.
Yeah.
He's a real shithead.
Did you not see your husband?
Yeah. Even if they're the same person inside, one of them is Eric Bana and one is Adam Sandler. Yeah, maybe don't be with either of them for too long, but it's an easy choice if we're going to make it.
The whole time, whenever, like, the two strange men were in his house, and he was just like, oh, what's up, mates? And he's just being all happy and cheery. I'm like, why isn't he, like, suspicious? I'm like, oh, like, look at him. Like, he's not self-conscious about this at all.
Also, got to use his natural accent
he
in
did.
This movie. Doesn't get to do that. Hulk smash! Like, didn't get to use that all the time.
Did you see the Hulk that he was in?
I think so.
The one with Ang Lee, where it's a bunch of him jumping really far.
Is it the one
the
where
desert?
He does the sad walking away thing at the end?
That's the TV show.
Is that the TV show?
They might have done it.
It's before Marvel.
I feel like I've seen
it's not before Marvel.
But
it was,
like,
really
the Marvel
early on,
Cinematic Universe.
I think I've seen
Nick Fury is in the end of that one at the Stinger recruiting him, I think.
That's the one with...
He's like, Iron Man wants you.
That's the
Ed
one...
Ed Norton.
That's the one with Ed Norton.
Oh, this was Ang Lee, okay, who did Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Mm-hmm. This was not involved in the cinematic
universe. Okay. Yeah, I don't want to go back and watch those. But I remember it being really fun to see in theaters, his Hulk. He was also in, like, Syriana, the one about the Olympics that got the terrorist attack in, like, the 70s. Oh, man. So she does not leave her husband. She sees
surprisingly.
She sees Eric Bana and is like,
the reason
God,
why
no.
is because Seth Rogen, or not Seth Rogen, because Adam Sandler gets on his phone and doesn't cry whenever she shows the video of her daughter singing
right.
Cats.
He doesn't really watch it, and at the end, he not only that, he mocks it.
Yeah.
He's like, that was super funny. She looked like a little asshole up there.
He said it was funny because she is a little kid singing an old person song.
Oh my God. He doesn't get the picture. I thought at that moment, and our roommate watching it did too, she was sleeping with Seth Rogen also, and they were like, I have to go get some floss. Or whatever Seth Rogen said, whatever bullshit.
Smokes.
Yeah, I thought they were going to meet up and have sex.
He was like, trying to meet up with, do a meet cute with her, but just to warn her, be like, hey,
you think
should...
he was trying to win her over?
No.
She's like,
no.
She left her husband. I can get her to leave Sandler, but then I can get her all to myself.
I don't think so. I think he was literally just going to be like, yo, this dude's an asshole.
But you know who's not as me. If you ever want to hang out, I could be there for you.
What happened with that AF plot where he's trying, like, a girl of all
It resolves because he got Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah.
Or is that... from Parks and Rec? That's her name?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they have, like, a conversation.
Earlier, he was like, I'm not going to date Audrey Plaza because she had sex with another guy.
Because he had a date with her.
Which was kind of
set up, and then she slept with his roommate.
Schwartzman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The same day, right, as they had a date?
No, it wasn't the same day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not closing the door on Aubrey Plaza because she's had sex with somebody else. Like,
I think it was just I think
like a
it
betrayal.
Was because it was his roommate.
Okay.
Not anybody else.
He was so dour the whole movie, I couldn't read the situation because he was sad all the time.
Yeah. I don't think it was like, oh, you had sex with somebody. I think it was, you had sex with my friend.
Huh. Like, after our date was planned?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
first right. Date?
First date.
So they hadn't... See, that's such a gray area.
And she was just... I'm on her side, too. She's like, I barely know you. This is the longest conversation we've had.
Exactly. It's fucking over. Pause it. Come on. I think they finally hook up. Because they go to, like, Makeout Point, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the car, and it overlooks the city. So happy ending, I guess, for Seth Rogen.
Not for Adam Sandler.
Or really Seth Rogen, because he's still working at this deli. But Sandler comes
cool
by.
Little scene at the end, yeah.
And he does the artist apology where he's like, oh, I thought of a couple jokes for you. And he actually took the time to, like, write them down and stuff.
He's got Aziz Ansari as his new...
Assistant? Yeah, multi-role
assistant. Oh, the one joke that made me laugh came from Jonah Hill.
Oh, yeah.
It was whenever Seth Rogen excitedly came out, was like, that was George Simmons. He wants me to write jokes for him. Why? Just like, it was just a good delivery.
I didn't get what was happening when we had this comedy show, and there was an enormous crowd. We're like at the fucking, a big
thing. But when they went to California, yeah.
Yeah, like Madison Square Garden level theater, and I'm like, for stand-up? Never seen that, but Seth Rogen opens with a great bit about him, two guys just mashing their dicks together because they had never tried it before.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on for a long time with this. Makes me not miss this era of comedy at all. I was telling Justin, I've seen better stand-up, bad stand-up here in town.
Yeah, what was the last joke that him and Seth Rogen were workshopping where Seth Rogen was like,
it was bad, whatever it was.
Something about like his
oh, there was an old guy and he wanted to like titty fuck a lady.
Oh,
and he thought it was his balls.
I was like,
and I'm
oh
like,
my god,
that needs to be dumped in the can.
Don't even try working on it anymore. It's
no
a
more.
Dead one. Normally with jokes you do have to
You gotta workshop them,
and that's just telling
you
them
try
them
out,
over and
you see
over
how
again.
It works, you talk to other comedians, and you refine your craft. Yeah. This was a bad joke.
You don't start, that's a bad foundation.
Oh, yeah. Not gonna watch this twice?
No, me either. Well, I did. Not gonna watch this a third time.
Yeah, unless when we're 70. When you come back and we do, that's a joke she made. No, he's like, do you think when we're 70? And she's like, can you just do something else?
Yeah.
Could you move on?
Yeah.
Because
she said that
she
earlier.
Should not have fucked him.
No.
No.
She said that earlier because she was like, I met with a fortune teller who said we were going to get back together in our 70s.
So maybe we'll rewatch this when we're 70 for like the golden oldies, have you seen? And it'll just be Josh's head in a jar.
Yeah.
Please, guys, I know you can put me anywhere, but not funny people again.
You don't even pick the worst Sandler. You pick, like, a middle of the road.
This was a very middle of the road.
I know it wasn't. It was bad.
It was bad.
Middle
of
the road for Sandler? Are there worse Sandler movies?
Yes.
Yeah, Zohan, Chuck and Larry. I
How
think
many
the ones
worse,
he
though?
Makes are worse when they're just full abstract comedy.
But this wasn't
but
the usual,
also
like, he didn't
one
direct
he,
it, so
oh, no,
it's
he didn't make Wedding Singer.
I'm not...
This was bad for a non-Sandler-directed movie.
I'm not a fan of the sad mixed with
the
comedy.
Sadler? You're not a fan of sad Sandler?
Sadler.
If it was full sad
Pick
mixed
plot.
With like
yeah.
a normal movie, fine.
If it was just about him trying to get back together.
When he meets
life.
Up with that blonde little girl and she's like, Goobaga, and he's like, Abba-habba-gooba, and it keeps going, I was like, this is too much. Now we're gonna cry? Like, no. Too much.
Yeah, whenever her husband comes back out and is crying, And he's like, I realized I brought this on through myself because of my poor decisions.
And karma. And, and you're philosophy. Just like,
this
is not this movie.
No.
It's not this movie. I don't care if you want to make a movie about funny people, make that, but don't make it so sad and like purposely.
Make a movie about comedians.
Or just make it insanely sad.
It's so sappy, though, at the same time. Yeah.
Be like The Wrestler sad.
Like, I'm going to humanize this comedy millionaire who has a mansion by giving him a life-threatening disease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay,
and he goes
cool.
to the doctor for, like, once?
It would have been much better.
He didn't lose his hair, he doesn't go gray. Like,
it would have been much better to have been about actual up-and-coming comedians.
Yeah, like, if we followed Seth Rogen, sure. and he had a shitty apartment, and was...
Maybe he looks up to Sandler still. Or
and Sandler could be sure. in it, like... Sandler could be the Iron Man that picks him up in the limo and just takes him places every once in a while. And he gets a glimpse of what it could be like to be a millionaire comedy mm-hmm. professional. I hate calling him that. But he is.
A megastar.
Or, you know, use
one of the biggest comedians in the world.
Back into the world. Or maybe he still has a life threat. Sees and he finds through the power stand up that he has a life worth living.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Just make a movie about stand up.
Just make a movie about stand-up. Just film.
Sandler has enough sappy...
We can find movies about stand-up.
No.
This wasn't it.
No, I'm just saying this could have been it.
I'm just saying we could
King of Comedy
could do a lot
was
of
a lot better. We watched King of Comedy recently. It's this... Who's in that?
It's the Joker.
It's basically... You like the new Joker?
It's fine, yeah.
This is the proto-Joker. Like, it's...
Okay.
The same
It even has
the
same character.
The same guy who wants to be a comedian in that. Is the comedian on the talk show in The Joker. Like, it's similar.
It's got to be the same character, too.
Yeah.
Well, no.
It's not the same character. We looked up the name.
The names are
but
different,
in spirit,
but it is
the same movie. He recently, we watched The Godfather 2. He played young Don Corleone.
Oh, okay.
Robert De Niro. Right. He was the king of comedy, and he's basically the Joker trying to break into comedy. That's a much better movie about stand-up. Because it's about, like, the good times, the hard times, like, the crazy times. It's hard to tell what's real in that movie. Now that I've seen The Joker, I'm really looking forward to the second one. I enjoyed that first one a lot. It was good. You saw it already, right?
I've seen
it. So we can't do it for the podcast.
Correct.
What did you think about that one?
I liked it.
Because what did you think about tonight's is just all around probably a wash.
It was not great.
We're not going to...
Would not recommend it.
Even if you're a Sandler completionist and you want a serious Sandler, go Punch Drunk. I liked Punch Drunk more than this.
This is a sad Sandler.
And it's not as good as, like, I would even say the one with Don Cheadle is better than this.
Rain Over Me?
Yeah.
The 9/11 one?
Yeah. Because that one is...
The one where 9/11 gave Adam Sandler autism. That's how it's presented.
You call it the 9/11 one, but it even takes place like 8 years after.
I know, but it is.
it is a trauma movie.
It's about 9/11.
It is. It's about how he like lost his... Did he lose his family in 9/11?
He lost his family.
They were like on the plane or in the building or something.
I
don't remember. Oh, I got scared when you told me we're doing an Adam Sandler 9/11 movie.
Getting to the point where he's making more sequels, though.
He's gonna make
Happy Gilmore.
It's being filmed here in town. Happy Gilmore 2.
Really?
Yeah. Is that what you're gonna talk about?
Yeah, just like, you know, we're taking so long that Sandler's gonna start doing sequels.
We're gonna get Billy Madison too. On this list, Justin has is the first movie that has a sequel.
Grown-ups.
Yep.
That's next, right?
Yes,
very
it is.
Soon.
That is next. That has.
That's whatever he
a bunch of other funny people in it.
That's whatever he discovers. Hey,
if I put my friends,
what
in
if
movies,
I made movies?
We could go
making
on.
Movies like a vacation.
Then we could
that was the vacation, right? The first movie did where he's on the yacht was just about doing vacation.
You have a point there.
That's where he's from.
This is his get back to his golden roots.
Oh, he's going back to his roots
of vacation movies.
Okay.
And this has like doesn't it have David Spade. Chris Rock.
God, is it just like
Kevin
Hangover,
James.
But with Sandler?
It's about a bunch of...
They take their families to
about
a cabin.
Well,
spoilers.
Yeah, don't tell me. I gotta make sense.
You have to guess what it's about.
My guess is going to be Hangover,
yeah,
but
we can tell a bunch of names that
you
won't know.
Yeah.
David Spade, Kevin James.
Yeah, nothing. I recognize the names, but I couldn't.
Is Chris Rock in it?
Chris Rock. Shaq.
Schneider?
Shaq is in it.
Schneider's in it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of grown-ups. Are they all grown-ups?
He's married to...
This is his movie where he's like, I'm a dad, but we're all parents now, and we can still be funny.
Selma Hayek?
Oh, God.
He's married to Selma Hayek.
Sandler?
Yeah.
Wow.
In this movie.
All right. Does she bite his neck, like, from dusk till dawn? Damn. Well, I was almost in.
God, not a vampire.
I want to take a shot off of your footsies in a titty twister.
No. Not that I recall, anyway.
Because he's already a vampire.
Yeah, Hotel Transylvania.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sandler is the king vampire.
He's the one that turned Selma Hayek.
He turned all of his friends. That's the deal they made.
That is, you have to become a Sandler vampire, and that means he gets to degrade you.
My children of the night. Abadoo. Abadoo.
We'll have a talk when we get to Hotel Transylvania. Yeah. There's a bunch of model sheets of early lines of drag that looked exactly like Sandler.
Oh.
It's creepy.
Okay.
So it's really creepy. Like, early designs were literally just Sandler as Dracula.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. I mean, I can.
It's good. It's very good.
Yeah, Hotel Transylvania is good. We've all seen that, so we can actually talk about it. I've only seen the first one. So you can take us back to the castle.
Yeah.
Those
in like 10 years when we get there, it's way off.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have to suffer through a lot worse before we get there, you know. Mm-hmm. Like when we did our hump of Chuck and Larry and Zohan, it was a pretty bad hump, but we have another pretty bad hump coming up.
I feel like we're always just going
one through. Where he plays multiple people.
Great. You mean Polar Jack Express?
Yeah. Don't give it away.
I want Polar Express, Sandler. That would be amazing. I feel like that's the only Sandler can do comedy.
Is if play, he's everybody?
Just play every role.
Just
you mean, but aware? We saw that.
When?
8 Crazy Nights.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
It wasn't live action like Polar Express.
Yeah, I want live action.
Live?
Yes. Shut up. Yes.
Polar Express was not live action.
It was basically live action.
Oh, yeah, but it's a while before we hop back on that Polar Express. We're going to spend some time here at the beach before we have to go back to the Sandler Shack.
This is the most haunting North Pole I've ever seen. The Santa's Workshop looked like...
All of it. Like, it was terrifying.
Like, fascist.
It was just like boxes and warehouses and it's assembly lines.
I'm going to go read Polar Express now and see how...
It's like 12 pages.
Well, yeah, it's a picture book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how you have that marked down as something to do, though. Like, I'm going to put a whole 2 hours aside and make some cocoa and really spend, like, 20 minutes on each page. Yeah,
put on the hot chocolate song.
Yes, the soundtrack for the movie. Yeah. Like, really get into it. Have a Christmas in July. All right. I think that's all we can talk about funny people, unless you want to get into, like, the funny people that... who were funny, but not in this movie.
You want to try to list them off? Let's see. Norm MacDonald, Sarah Silverman, Ray Romano.
Was that the joke? Is that there were like
better Andy Dick.
Pins as extras?
You said funny people. No. What was Andy Dick's joke?
Oh.
Let's end on a low note, since we're in the summer.
He was talking to Andy Dick because Seth Rogen's like, listen, man, you gotta tell someone besides me, I can't shoulder this. And he's like, I'm not friends with anybody but you. Like, I know Andy Dick, but he's not anybody's friend. He's Andy Dick. So he goes and he tells...
He goes to Andy Dick.
He goes to Andy Dick's house and he tells him, Andy Dick's like, oh yeah, you don't have any children? And Adam Sandler's like, oh yeah, and he's like, I always forget you have children because you're, you know, Andy Dick. And he's like, I thought you were sucking too many dicks to have kids, is what he said. He's like, yeah, I spit out the semen and into their pussies.
Which is pushing it so hard. I remember when it was funny to go that far edgy, and this one kind of worked.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was
even
Andy
though
Dick.
It's Andy Dick, who's a terrible person. Yeah, I knew we had to regale us with that last scene before we end the podcast. Until next time, I'm Austin.
I'm Josh.
I'm Justin. Have you seen...